Guinea pigs are adorable, fun, friendly, and when they talk, they sound like this. Like I said, adorable. This little guy makes a great family pet. That's according to Casey Barrett, the guinea pig expert at Petco in Normal. Barrett says guinea pigs are a good starter pet because they're not very expensive and they're good with children.
Sometimes hamsters and other kind of small animals can be a little bit skittish, so when children tend to grab them, they can bite. Guinea pigs are super cool. Rarely ever bite, so they're really good with kids. Very sweet animals, so they're pretty calm when they get to be adults, so a lot of the time, like, my guinea pigs just sit on the couch with me and watch TV, so yeah, they're good animals for kids.
So are they good? Are they like Game of Thrones fans, or any, do they like to binge watch?
My guinea pigs like The Office, so yeah, they're pretty cool.
Are there different types of guinea pigs?
Yeah, I've seen everything from, like, Peruvians have really long, silky hair. I had one called a Texel. She had, like, long show hair that was super curly. The one in there with the crazy hair is called an Abyssinian, and then we just have, like, American short hairs.
Do people actually show guinea pigs like they show dogs and cats? They do?
They do, yep. I've seen some guinea pig show pictures with guinea pigs with, like, 10 inches of hair, all straightened and smooth and silky. Yeah, people really get into it.
What's some of the essential equipment we need if we want to adopt a guinea pig?
Sure. Big enough cage, obviously, because they do get a little bit bigger than what we have in here. Obviously, your food bowl, your water bottle. They do like to hide in houses, so something like a barn or like an igloo would be good for them too. We keep a bowl full of food at all times. They do need hay and something to chew on.
What is the hay for?
The hay is for their digestive systems, helps kind of push their food through their stomachs, and it's also actually good for their teeth as well.
What about the feeding? Is feeding expensive?
No, not at all. I have two guinea pigs, and a 5-pound bag of food will last me probably about a month and a half, so it's not expensive at all.
Do they require anything special, like, you know, like people food?
Yes, actually, they don't produce vitamin C in their own bodies. So without it, they can get like scurvy, they can get upper respiratory infections. So vitamin C is really important. People can get fresh produce, like kale's full of vitamin C, parsley, oranges, green peppers, just on a daily basis to avoid anything like that.
What other things do we need in the enclosure to create a happy, healthy environment?
Clean bedding is number one. Cleaning out their bedding about once a week is probably good. No hamster wheels, hamster balls, anything like that. Outside playtime is best for them on the floor.
So you don't need any special sort of equipment for them to have a good time.
No.
They pretty much can entertain themselves?
Yep. I take mine outside and they run around. I have like a little pen-off area, so they do pretty good at entertaining themselves. So.
So do you need to exercise them?
Not really. Floor time is best for them. If you just sit and let them run around on the floor a little bit, let them take them outside, that's about it, really. They don't need wheels or anything.
What about grooming? I mean, you mentioned some of them have very long hair, and of course, those are the kind that go to guinea pig shows.
Right.
But do we need to brush them at all?
I brush mine every once in a while, especially in between, you know, the hot months and the cool months. They tend to shed a lot when going from winter to summer. Combing them out helps with that. They do need their nails trimmed on a regular basis because they tend to curl as they get older, so, and that can kind of impede their walking.
Do you have to train a guinea pig to like being handled, or do they just naturally take to people?
It depends. Some guinea pigs naturally take to people. As long as you get them out on a daily basis and handle them, they get used to being handled in no time.
Do they make cute noises?
Yes, oh my goodness. My guinea pigs in particular, when I wake up in the morning, as soon as they hear me coming downstairs, they're screaming for their vegetables in the morning. So they do make a variety of noises. When they recognize any sort of bag of food or a fridge being opened, they'll scream at you to give them veggies.
Do they like to have companionship, or is it okay for you just to have one?
Guinea pigs do prefer to be in pairs. They are social animals. So females in particular like to be grouped. I've had guinea pigs all my life. I've had solo guinea pigs before. So as long as you get them out and spend a lot of time with them, they can do okay, but they do prefer to be in pairs.
Do you need to make sure that it's like female-female and male-male unless you want to be like, you know, running a guinea pig farm?
Right. Female-female is best. You can do male and male. It just depends on how young you start them out together because once they reach maturity, they can fight. So female-female is the best pair you can do.
What about getting along with other pets? Dogs, cats, birds?
As long as you introduce them slowly, guinea pigs can get along with anything. They're not particularly aggressive towards any other species of animal. I have a cat as well, so sometimes my cat will check them out and the guinea pigs will come up to the cage and say hi. So it just depends on what kind of animal you have, and if you introduce them slowly, they can be okay with other animals.
What about vet care? Do they need to go to the vet once a year or anything like that?
No, they don't require any sort of checkups or regular shots or anything. It's just if any kind of sickness or something comes up, they would obviously need to go to the vet. But as far as regular vet visits, they don't need them.
What about the commitment? How long do these guys live?
Anywhere from like 4 to 6 years. I had one live to be 8, so 6 is the average. Honestly, they've been some of the best animals I've ever had in my life, so they're really great companion animals.
That's Casey Barretts, the guinea pig expert at Petco in Normal. Always make sure you handle your guinea pig with both hands and never leave the critter unsupervised outdoors. Make sure you wash your hands before and after handling your guinea pig. If this little squeaker sounds like the right pet for you, consider adopting Dexter, the Animal House Pet of the Week. Dexter is a 3-year-old male guinea pig who sports a tricolor coat. Dexter is diurnal, so he'll be awake to play during the day and not at 3 a.m. like some other rodents. When he's given fresh bedding or veggies, Dexter gets into his dance. Called popcorning, he'll shake, skip, and jump when inordinately pleased. And because guinea pigs love company, Dexter would be thrilled if you would also adopt his pals, Cookie and Spider-Man, who are also available at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.